7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. First and foremost, we would like to congratulate the Imam of the time, Imam al-Sahib al-Asr wal-Zaman, and to all the followers and those who have attached themselves to this day, that is the day of Ghadir, the day where we pray the dua, Alhamdulillahi alladhi ja'alana min al-mutamassikin bi wilayat amir al-mu'minin wa awladihi al-ma'asumin alayhim as-salam. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for making us of those who follow in the path of wilayah and in the path of amir al-mu'minin, and in continuing to follow the command of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in following Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, who has designated divinely as the first representative after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first Imam after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another thing that is important to understand is that the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam is not something that is easy for, let alone the greatest of scholars, to explain, to kind of open up, to dissect, to analyze. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam is far beyond any of that. He is greater than what words can explain. And hence we see that it is this individual who, in his own words, is the best mufassir and explainer and commentator of the glorious Quran. And hopefully, inshallah, that by the blessing of this blessed day, we are those who become closer to both the Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, that is Imam Ali alayhi salam, the first Imam, and the noble Quran, inshallah, by the right of this Imam. And the book that we would like to mention speaks about both the personality of Ghadir, that is Imam Ali alayhi salam, and the glorious Quran. So please stay tuned to our next segment, where we will be introducing this book to our dear listeners, inshallah.
600 years after the birth of Jesus, the Almighty Creator entrusted the universe with whom He placed in the womb of Fatima, the daughter of Asad, and wife of Abu Talib, the uncle of Prophet Muhammad. Fatima approached the Holy Kaaba to pray to God. Just then, the wall of the Kaaba cracked open, and she stepped in. After a few days, the long wait came to an end. Yes, he was born, the holder of the great secret, the noble begotten baby. He was raised by Prophet Muhammad and was the first person to embrace Islam at the age of 10. His character and qualities differentiated him from people of all time. In the darkness of the night, he would carry sacks of food on his back to the houses of orphans and the poor. He loved people and took it upon himself to be of service to them. On the battlefield, he was matchless. His name was enough to make the strongest warriors of his age shudder. In the Battle of Khaybar, he lifted the gate of the fort in one strong jolt. The gate was so heavy that it would take 50 powerful men to lift it. This perfect man raised by Prophet Muhammad was called Ali, the Prophet's cousin. Prophet Muhammad had said, "If a person wants to gain Adam's knowledge, Noah's wisdom, Abraham's friendship with God, Moses' fervent prayers, Jesus' prayers and asceticism, Job's sufferings and patience, he should look at Ali. Ali is to me as Aaron was to Moses, except that there shall be no prophet after me." In his last pilgrimage to Mecca, Prophet Muhammad appointed Ali as his successor. Ali is an everlasting role model for all ages, because he is not specific to a particular nation or religion. He belongs to all of humanity.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. Again, our congratulations to all the Mu'mineen and all the Shia and all those who have attached themselves to the wilaya of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So as we mentioned in our previous segment, that Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam is not separate from the noble Quran or the glorious Quran. Hence the word of Amir al-Mu'mineen must be a reflection of what the noble Quran or the glorious Quran contains. And one of those places where we see that the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam is collected is a book that is known as Nahj al-Balagha, that hopefully our listeners are well aware of. Nahj al-Balagha was a book that was compiled by Sayyid Radhi, and it was a compilation in which the sermons, the letters, and the short sayings of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam were compiled and were given as a means to show the miraculous nature of the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. But obviously the glorious Quran is far greater than the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen, but the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen reflect the greatness of the glorious Quran. Hence the book that we would like to mention to our dear listeners and introduce to our dear listeners today on this day of Ghadir is titled The Quran as Reflected in Nahj al-Balagha. This book was compilation of the lectures of Ayatollah al-Marhum Muhammad Taqi Misbah Yazdi rahmatullah alayhi, who passed away not too long ago. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise his status inshaAllah. A great individual, a great servant of Islam, a great defender of the teachings of Islam. There are two important books that this individual has also written. Maybe one day we will introduce them as well. One is the book that is known as Al-Muzashir Qaid, which has been translated as Theological Instructions in English. And the other one is Al-Muzashir Falsafe, which is or has been translated as Philosophical Instructions. Both are textbooks that are still studied in the Islamic seminary today. This book was then translated by Brother Mansur Limba and published by the World Ahlul Bayt Assembly that is located in the holy city of Qom in the Islamic Republic of Iran. This book was published in the year 2010. So as we mentioned in this book, the author, that is the Ayatollah Misbah Yazdi, tries to show that the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam is just a reflection of the teachings and of the principles that are contained within the glorious Quran. And obviously there are certain subsections that are done, for example, the status of the Quran in religious society, understanding and interpreting the Quran, which is one of the main discussions in the Islamic world and in the academic world in a broader sense. The third chapter deals with the Quran and the cultural onslaught, that is what modernity or the West is doing towards the Islamic lands, and more so what, you know, is happening in that regard. So inshallah, in our next segment, we'll be introducing, or rather reading, a segment of this book for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Among the sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past. But where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasir Ibrahim. The book that we introduced to our dear listeners was titled The Quran as Reflected in Nahj al-Balagha, a book that was written or compiled by Ayatollah Marhum Misbah Yazdi, rahmatullah alayhi, and translated by Brother Mansur Limba. It was published in 2010 by the Ahlul Bayt World Assembly, or Mazbah Jahani Ahlul Bayt. So we would like to read from page 75 of this book. It seems like a very appropriate discussion and a very appropriate topic. It says, different interpretations as a weapon in confronting the Quran. It should by now be clear that the said idea, which is expressed under the name of straight paths, the expression different understandings, readings, or interpretation of religions, or within the theoretical framework of the language of religion, or minimalist or maximalist religion, is no agenda but to oppose the religious beliefs of monotheist thought. Let them know that the wary Muslim scholars are smart enough to detect the illogical and irrational nature of their arguments and more than aware of the hidden agenda of the promoters of these groundless misgivings. Motives of the opponents of religious culture according to the Quran. Keeping in view our discussions, this question can be asked: what is the motive of the opponents of the Quran and religious culture behind these wicked acts? In reply, we shall first examine the view of the Quran and then explain the statement of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahj al-Balagha in this regard. It can be inferred from the Quran that since the very beginning of revelation, Satan has tried his best by exploiting the weakness or the weaknesses of the jinn and humans to separate the people from the Quran. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to better understand the Quran and to better understand the Quran via the word of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio. الذين يستمعون